Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
The legend of Cayman Jack is just around the corner. Mixed with blue agave nectar, real lime juice, and cane sugar for the perfect balance of sweet, salty, and sour every time. Discover legendary taste with Cayman Jack, America's number one margarita. Premium flavored malt beverage. Please drink responsibly. All registered trademarks used under license by American Vintage Beverage Company, Chicago, Illinois.
You know, I started to learn Young Thug on the piano recently.
I know, I saw that. You were looking kind of fresh, actually, low-key with the little turtleneck on. I thought you low-key were actually taking piano lessons. Like, that was like some side hustle you had for a second. Because it looked like you knew what you were doing.
I had no idea, but I just caught myself down a rabbit hole on YouTube. And I got, my favorite song by Young Thug is called Daddy's Birthday. And so I'm just trying to learn it on piano, man, because I think piano is a very beautiful and extraordinary instrument. It's hard. It's a hard instrument to learn, but it's a very pretty instrument.
I took piano lessons for like 4 or 5 years growing up.
Yeah. I feel like we took it in middle school too. Remember we had keyboard class? Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, di. And then, you know, eight years later, you're getting fucking ripped off anyways. you don't remember keyboard class? Bro,
I would say what middle school you went to, but I know you went to the same middle school as me, and I did not take piano class in middle school.
I must have been in the lower education classes. man. All right, you got this thing recording, brother?
Yeah, we're good. Let's run it.
I feel like you never tell me when we're recording. You know, it's always me just coming out saying some shit. You do that on purpose, dude?
I mean, I push record, and whatever picks up, it picks up, man.
Yeah.
You want me to start announcing from now on? We are now recording.
Yeah, I know, because we're like sitting on this thing. You know, we're sitting, and we're like, all right, I guess we're going to talk, but we kind of just forget that we're even doing an episode. But here we go. Welcome back, baby. Welcome back to Man to Man podcast. It is our entertainment lifestyle episode where this will be dropped every Thursday. Our lifestyle episodes will be dropped every Thursday. Little recap of what's new in the Man to Man world before we get way into it, dude. Last week, we kind of dispersed two different types of episodes out. Came out with a press release. I felt insane, man. That press release had like 10,000 grammatical errors. People probably caught it, but they still got the gist of it. Long story short, we got a basketball podcast coming out every week. We got a lifestyle and entertainment podcast coming out every week. If you guys like both, listen to both. If you guys want to tune in for the basketball, tune in for the basketball, man. We dropped it on Monday. We talk about everything. But we're in the lifestyle and entertainment, man. It's Liam and Andy. Man to Man podcast, and we're gonna kind of shoot it, man. We're excited for today's episode, and we got a lot on our minds, man. You know, and we might go back to some girl problems here, but they're not even problems. You know, I think, I realize that, man. I realize when we say we got girl problems, we're never gonna get girls if we keep talking about that. We have girl problems. I don't even got a girl. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's not problems. It's just day to day, like things that happen through dating. You know, like when you start or trying.
It's like you look at a female and you fall in love. You know what I'm saying? So we'll get into all that, man. I guess before we get into it, man, we appreciate all of our, I guess Dash listeners don't listen to this.
I do not.
Okay.
Those Dash people ain't with this one right here.
Yeah. So we appreciate all of our real supporters out there, man, because we really have no idea who our Dash radio listeners are, you know?
they say they're out there. Oh, we don't know.
They're out there, man. We have no idea who's watching us, man, but that's the beauty of art, man. That's the beauty of art, and that's God talking right there, man. We appreciate you guys looking out for us and supporting the podcast. Should I do the ad? I guess I should.
Yeah, let's do it.
This is ridiculous, bro. This is insane. You know what I'm saying? This is absolutely insane. We're talking to each other on a screen for 2 years, bro. You got to get to Nashville, man. I'm losing my mind. I'm like changing my room around, like that's gonna help. And you know, I got a lot to talk about this episode, man. I really do. Now I'm thinking about it, looking at my damn wall, bro. My wall has got I got a really short cable that's attached to my modem right here, and this thing is just on a fucking Steph Curry shoebox right now on like five Bibles, bro, because I changed my entertainment, my floating island up. We'll get into that. It's ridiculous, man. Maybe we'll throw a picture up. But okay, we do have an ad. We are sponsored by WinBet, the official sports betting app. If I spammed you on Thanksgiving, sorry, not sorry. You know what I'm saying? Like, appreciate you guys supporting. And cool, you didn't have to respond, you know, because I'm saying, what's up, soldier in Christ, when I haven't talked to a kid in 2 years, you know, support the pod, you know what I'm saying? I think I sent it to you too, right?
I did. I was like, thank you. I appreciated that.
I said, I don't know if you bet or not, but yeah, we appreciate it, man. We're sponsored by WinBet. Long story short, hit the link in the description of whatever you're listening to on, whatever platform you're listening to on. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or go to our social media at Man to Man Podcast. Click the WinBet link. You just got to go through our link for us to be credited for your sign up. And the beauty of it all, the first time users, you can either deposit $1 and the app will give you $100 to play with in store credit, or you can have a risk-free first-time bet up to $1,000. And all you can do in that situation is win-win. So
it's the best option. That's the best deal. You say, if you're getting new to betting, this is, I told somebody, if you're new to betting and you're trying to bet and you really don't know what you're doing and you're trying to learn what this is or what a spread is or whatnot, the easiest part of this is you get the free risk $100, you know, you get the $100 to play with, or you get the risk free up to $1,000. It doesn't matter if you're good or not. If you lost, then you can just take your money and get out of here and be like, this ain't for me. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So that's the beauty of it, man. That's the world we are living in, man. So we appreciate WinBet for sponsoring the podcast. What's up? It's Andy and Liam from Anime Podcasts, where we create a conversation between staying up to date in all aspects of life and just two dudes in their mid-20s trying to figure it out. We're going to talk about dating, what we're doing on the weekends and everything else. Just things that you guys are hopefully can relate to, and that's what we will get into, man. I'm excited for this episode. This is your co-host, Andy Elliott.
Alongside your co-host, Liam, the hoop star, Nash. Yeah, my mama told me be home about an hour. I said, sorry, mama, I'ma have to hit you after. Me and all my brothers stuck in champagne showers. Yeah, we had the house party staying after hours. For real, ballin' for real. Got a baddie on my left and my ex calling for real. And I'ma roll the dice, guess I'm modeling for real. We tryna have some fun, so is you wildin' for real? So what like is you wildin'? Baby girl, I'm ballin'. Pong ballin' my left and on my right, these labels callin'. Me and all my brothers shoot confetti, here we wildin'. Then we get right to it, baby, no, we is not stylin'. Walked in dirty room, smell like cigarettes. Welcome back, everybody, to Man to Man here after a long Thanksgiving weekend. I know my weekend was longer than most weekends because I had to do a bunch of family, you know, stuff, see the aunts, uncles, and had a nice Thanksgiving dinner, got a little drink in me, felt good. I feel like that's one of the best parts of it, of Thanksgiving. You can just walk around, and at least in my family, walk around and be intoxicated, and it's acceptable at that point, you know?
Everybody's doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how was your Thanksgiving?
I want to ask you real, before you ask me about mine, because mine is just not, you know, anything special. How is your family doing, man? Because we talked about it last week. And by the way, everyone listening out there, you know, happy Thanksgiving. I'm apologize if I threw shade. You know, did you see my Thanksgiving post on our social media page? I said, we're thankful for everybody. Get that bullshit out of the way. It's my fucking dad. You know what I'm saying? So I apologize. Okay. Listen, I really do wish everyone that, you know, I wish everyone had a great Thanksgiving and got to see your family. That's legit, man. Keep breathing out there. We were just trying to breathe well, and we love you guys out there, man. But what was your family like, man? Because we talked about it. You had a big family, and, you know, everyone kind of – did anybody ask you about the pod? Because that was the one thing. I just speculated. I was like, man, you've probably seen some people you haven't seen in a minute. All they're going to ask you is about the pod and throw you on shop. But it really starts on Wednesday. So tell me about Wednesday, because there were a few people out there that didn't realize that the day before Thanksgiving is one of the top five biggest alcohol consuming days of the year. So tell me about Wednesday. What did you do anything on Wednesday?
Not really. We usually, all the cousins and, you know, usually go out and have a nice time on the town and, you know, get intoxicated and just be a goofballer. A couple years ago, we all went over to one of my cousins that live here. They had, you know, threw a house party, and we kind of just sat around and, you know, just shot the shit and just had some fun as just the younger cousins and I guess members of the family would participate in. But this year we didn't do much of that because just some of the cousins that would do that are older now. And then a couple of my cousins don't actually live here and they didn't actually make it. So this year, Wednesday, I kind of feeling not sorrow, but I kind of look forward to that almost more than Thanksgiving, because then you're sitting at Thanksgiving on Thursday just hungover as fuck. Got to keep drinking to manage it and then just sit there through dinner and have a nice dinner, because everybody knows, like, when you're hungover, you know, kind of rested off through the day, and then you get that crave of, like, I need something to eat. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. That's awesome, man. I'm glad. Do you guys play any games or anything, or it's just you guys just kind of hang out then?
No, see, that's another thing. Now it's like, now people are getting married and they have to go to our Thanksgiving, or what I would say my Thanksgiving, and then they have to go to, you know, the girlfriend or the husband now other wedding, or not other wedding, but the other side of their family's, you know, Thanksgiving. So it's really kind of 2 or 3 hours, get there, you know, have some appetizers, watch some football, Macy's Day Parade, and then eat dinner, and then maybe an hour of just sitting around talking and whatnot, and then people kind of go to that second Thanksgiving. So that's kind of how it is with my family. So,
yeah, that's beautiful, man. That's beautiful. There's always that one cousin who you just say what's up to and you see there, but then after that, there's no more. I feel like there's always that one person. Am I wrong?
I wouldn't say that. I guess for me,
you ain't having a conversation with that person for the rest of the night until you say it was great seeing you.
my family, I would say, is a lot closer in terms of, like, interactions. Like, most of my family that, you know,
you guys take turns at the table going
but there are, okay. I mean, it's not like what's up, good to see you, and then I don't talk to you. It's more of like, hey, how's it going? What are you up to? You know, yeah. Maybe a 20-minute conversation. Then it's like, all right,
great. I'm going to just hit the next person right next to me on my left shoulder. And that's the devil talking. So I'm going to see you later on.
Though. Yeah, something like that, I guess.
That's great, man. That's great to hear.
So how was your Thanksgiving? We know from last week you kind of, I wouldn't say put a bad rap on Thanksgiving, but you do stuff kind of unorthodox in terms of, you know, you don't have a big, I guess, hearty meal or anything like that, and it's just you and your mom. Yeah. Usually I almost think I almost would prefer that, but what did you do and how was that for you?
Yeah, usually every Thanksgiving we go to my grandparents' place up in Arkansas. Unfortunately, my granddad passed last year in the middle of COVID, so we're not doing that anymore. My grandma is, like, staying at my aunt's place in Illinois, and she's coming actually to spend some time with us during Christmas time. But It was different this year, and it was great. You know what I'm saying? It's just my mom and I in Nashville. I know I was like, man, fuck you, pilgrims. But realistically, we just spend Thanksgiving this year, and we do this with Christmas sometimes and other holidays where we just sit down and relax. That's my thing, man. Like, it's more my mom's thing, and I kind of just want to get, you know, out of her way. But it's just nice to just hang out, and it was a great time. But yeah, I think we had leftover PF Chang's, man. No shit, dude. So on Wednesday night, we had one of my mom's friends come over. We drank some margaritas and, you know, talked life and stuff. And I will say, man, I mentioned to you this off air. I made one of the nastiest margaritas, man. And it was like after the second. I got some tequila, the margarita mix, and the salt, you know, put the salt rim around. The third margarita that I made was with, instead of using the margarita mix, was with Body Armor, Fruit Punch Body Armor, brother.
Yeah.
Don't ever do that, man. Don't ever do that. I don't know if you've done like the whole Gatorade. I think we used to drink Gatorade with our mixers with vodka. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Gatorade and vodka is not as bad. Cause vodka is not as like, it's just a mellower tequila. I mean,
it was gross.
I have a question though. When you were saying you mix it with, are you just putting tequila in your Body Armor and saying that's the margarita, or are you actually making a margarita? Like, you know, got the limes, the lemon, maybe the mix of like the sugar water or however you do it. And then you
this is just a bootleg backyard, schoolyard. Let me put some tequila on ice with some, you know, salt on the rim, and let me throw some Fruit Punch Body Armor because I think I'm trying to get replenished at the same time.
That sounds,
you know, I'm
awful.
Trying to get those, yeah, I'm trying to get those electrolytes in, man. I'm trying to stay hydrated, baby, gang, gang. But yeah, man, nah, I wouldn't recommend it. Yeah, but anyways, my mom had the weather was dicey down here on Thursday, you know, just not great weather. Very cloudy, rainy, and so my mom gets migraines and stuff. So I was just chilling, dude. I didn't eat till like, I don't know, 3 p.m. in the middle of the day, some P.F. Chang's, man. But the P.F. Chang's is kind of fire, dude.
Yeah, I was going to say, I have one of my aunts and uncles, their family, speaking of like next holiday up is Christmas. Every Christmas Eve, they go to a Chinese restaurant, and that's like a tradition they do. You know, they've done it since their kids were little. So, I mean, I'm talking 25 plus years of where every Christmas Eve, they go and get Chinese food, which is a cool tradition. I mean, to each their own out here, right? But one of the things also kind of associated with, I guess, the Thanksgiving is Black Friday. And we've seen some scary stories, you know, in the past of like people busting in and, you know, breaking shit and stealing stuff. I didn't see as much as that this year. But that kind of brings up what are good gifts to get? Like, I think that's one of the hardest things for people to realize is like, what is a good gift to give somebody? Do you have like how do you even describe, like, that's why for me, it's like, I always want to ask, like, give me a couple of options of something that you may need or want. Then I can do my portion, my side of the, I guess, the exchange and pick something I want to give you, but I also know that you will use or want or need at that time. So gift giving is really hard for me in the first place.
Yeah, man. Black Friday, man. I didn't do any of Black Friday shopping. I'm kind of waiting until Cyber Monday. Maybe I might get some new AirPods for myself. I'm not really gifting anybody else until that pretty little female comes along. But man, I don't really know, dude. Cause I try to just give people smiles, and that don't really work for me. So I know if I try to get somebody a gift, you know, it ain't really working for me either. So I don't know. What do we have? We have a list of like what the top Black Friday items were this year, right?
Yeah. So
we got like an Amazon thing. You want to read some of those out? Maybe we can kind of bounce off those.
Yeah. So I'm glad you mentioned it. I guess everybody's in the need. If you are into AirPods, everybody's looking for a new pair of AirPods, because I almost, now that you brought it up, my right AirPod just went out last week.
You gave me your old AirPods, and they have so much wax in them, man. And I lost them, actually.
Well, you can have these new, the ones I have now, because I'm probably going to get a new pair, because you just have one AirPod. But going back to the top items, the first one on there was the I guess the Apple AirPod Pros.
Let's rate these. Let's make this a game or something. Yeah. You just read them out and I'll say, you know, man to man worthy or keep it moving.
All right. So the AirPod Pros, what do you got?
I'd say those are worthy. But I will say, I feel like the quote unquote cool kids are bringing back the headphones with the wires. Yeah, I feel like that's, someone said that was cool again. I'm trying to hop on whatever's cool, man. But I like the AirPods. I'd say it's man-to-man worthy, but you know they got different kinds of AirPods, right? One's the noise-canceling one. One's just the regular
one.
You
can't beat the noise-canceling portion, man. You just can't.
You can't. I see. I know. I'd like to see what the difference is.
Like when we went to L.A., I had that noise-canceling. That plane, you couldn't hear a goddamn thing in that motherfucker. So
that's why I was kept budging you. I was trying to get your attention for like 20 minutes. I was like, dang, dude. You must be pissing me for something.
All right, next thing, we got the Rumba. I guess it's the iRobot Rumba, the self-cleaning vacuum. No.
And does that work on hardwood flooring?
Yeah, hardware flooring. They do make, a version of like for carpets and stuff too, but.
Yeah, see, I don't have any carpet. We don't got any carpet, you know what I'm saying? So I probably need something that... Yeah, man, I don't think we've cleaned the floors in a couple months. So I would say man-to-man worthy. How much is that going for?
That was originally $300. They cut it in half for you.
Yeah, keep that moving.
Keep that moving. I'm with that.
I hit the broom, brother.
Yeah, I'm a big broom. I don't need some crawling around on my floors for me. We got
I might freak out, you know, like I might try to go take a midnight piss or something. Fall on my ass.
With all the,
try to sue Rumba or something, you know.
With all the dogs in your crib too, they would probably.
Yeah, break. Man. Yeah, the cats. Trying to think, you see a cat riding one of them.
The next one we got on our list is the AeroGarden Harvest Indoor Garden. So you know, you grow your plants, you know, your herbs and stuff inside. You don't have to be outside.
Yeah, that's kind of cool, but I mean, again, if you got animals, you know, that's off the list right there. But if you're trying to get leafy with yourself, you know, that's that Lizzie McGuire, baby. You know what I'm saying?
Do you like cooking? I forgot if you, I know you like to cook, but you don't cook like often.
I'm not great at it, but like I can cook basic things and make it somewhat decent. You know, I don't think cooking's that hard for someone that's just trying to get into it.
Yeah. I guess that
you just got to know the seasoning. I feel like that's a thing. Hold up now. Like that's a thing with cooking. Like that's what makes that's what the difference is between a beginner, you know, a middle, an associate. You're talking about a vice president, a president. You know what I'm saying? You got that seasoning, boy. What you tossing on that? What you tossing on that chicken?
Well,
that fillet?
Well, you could get that the garden to grow all of your herbs, all your rosemary, your basil, your thyme, all that. You can grow that in there. So if you need to get. Also on that note, we have the Always pan, the all-in-one, cook it all in one pan. I guess that was very popular. And then to round out to like the top couple was the Yeti mug, the on-the-go Yeti coffee mug is, or whatever mug. So
yeah, get that liquid IV in you, man. Let the Lord talk to you for a sec.
Yeah, I don't know. Black Friday. See, I we were talking about this a little bit, but Black Friday, especially Cyber Monday for sure. Some of the deals that you get on Cyber Monday or on Black Friday, you know, they list it at $300 and then their rebate is here's $10. $10 off. Like that don't work for me.
What you think about small businesses doing that though? Because I just did that for my mom's business, like 10% off products. You know, we can't even really do 10% off anything right now, dude. So
but I would feel like that's different in terms of like I don't think all of those products in like that style is like not like it doesn't cost a lot. Like you're not spending like $300 on one tube of like shampoo, are you? It's more of like $100 or under $100, right? Around there sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, pretty expensive. I mean,
like how much is it?
Nah, it's probably, I mean, it just differentiates. It's like $60. There's some things that are like 30, 20.
Right. See, that's different. Like 10% off that is not bad. Like you're getting a little bit of your money's worth. But on the bigger items, if I'm walking in there and wanting to spend, you know, $300 on a TV and all you give me is $10 off like that? Come on now.
Yeah. Them serums are crucial, bro. Them serums and SPF, man. Let that rub on your face a little bit and then come talk to me and smile after that. Yeah, Black Friday is cool, man. There was like nobody in town this weekend. Like where I work at on Demumbrium, like nobody. So I was just trying to figure out what was going on there. More people came out on Saturday, but if I had to take a wild guess, people are out of town. You know, you're not from Nashville, man. I know you're not, you know, talking about just the general public that's in Nashville. So I think a lot of people were out of town. We talking that West Tennessee, you know, we talking that Morristown.
Going shade on the people that live in Nashville right there. I feel you. I'm with that. Fuck out my city. What?
Yeah. So I think that's what it is. Let me throw that little alien sign at you, dog. We talking about you ain't from here, brother. You know what I'm saying? But that's okay. Just tune in. But nobody was there. So Saturday, yeah, nothing really, man. Nothing. It was kind of just a weird week. I feel like I got double A's in me, brother. What a trip's at.
But that's how the weekend is after Thanksgiving. A lot of people, like you said, are out of town, or even if they're not out of town, they're like just chilling at the crib because they already had like family in town. They did the Thanksgiving.
Now that we're going into December, though, everyone's favorite holiday of the year, favorite time of the year. I know it is for me. I think it is for you. Let's talk about like what are the hottest Christmas gifts. You know, we're talking about giving gifts to people this holiday season, and I'll tease it because we probably need to at some point here about what we usually do during Christmas time and December time. Last year we had our very first annual man-to-man giving back to the homeless clothing drive, so we plan on doing that again. We also picked a foundation, I guess it was the One Wish Foundation, and picked a kid, and I can't remember what her name was, Paulina or something. We got her some clothes and everything, but we're gonna do that again. So we'll throw more of that on social media and everything else. Or if you're listening to this, just text Liam. We're gonna give out clothes again, kind of rent out a U-Haul and everything else, or I guess a van. The van was pretty dope.
I mean, you got that nice SUV now. We might have to whip it in the Lexus out there. You know what I mean? Talk about gang.
I don't know if we can fit in the Lexus, dude. I know. I don't know if we can fit in the Lexus. Dang. But yeah, we'll figure that out. So we're super excited for that, and I'm that's another reason why I'm excited for Christmas. But giving back to people, man. I don't know. I don't know if you have anything on that. I'm ready. We talked about, you know, styling up decorations for Christmas after Thanksgiving. I know there's a lot of people that do it before Thanksgiving. We haven't yet, man. I think it's solely on me. I think I'm just trying. I got to get in the spirit. I don't think I'm going to get into the spirit until December 1st. And I'm like, okay, maybe I got to do something. I got to do something around here.
Yeah.
So, yeah, giving back and everything else. I don't know. You putting Christmas decorations up?
Yeah, I told you. Right after our meal, the night of Thanksgiving, put up all, you know, got the tree up. We got a little smaller tree this year, but got the lights up in the house, got the lights up outside. That was all after Thanksgiving. That's...
You didn't do that.
On God. As they say, on God.
On job. On job, baby. Yeah, I'm excited, man. Christmas is going to be a good time. A lot of things in the works, man. A lot of giving back and a lot of just loving, man. You know, it's also about to be cuffing season. And I don't know, man. Where do I want to go with this?
Yeah, you take this because that's funny that you say cuffing. I've never really actually thought about it in that way. And is that a more popular thing? Is like once the holidays come, like the colder weather, like, do girls actually like sit there and be like, I gotta get a boyfriend for the winter? Is that like an actual thing, or is that just kind of like...
Nah, I don't think so, because I think for especially in Nashville, dude, like a lot of girls just have... I kind of feel bad for women around here because I'm leaning up. I apologize. I kind of feel bad for women around here because I don't think there are enough of the guys that they're looking for, you know, and it certainly ain't me. Check me out over here, dog. Far from it, you know. But I'm talking about I don't think so. I think it's more guys. Like, I know for me, man, I'm a little cuddler, dude. You know, I like that spoon shit, dude. You know what I'm saying? No fork, you know, just spoon. That's all I'm looking for. I'm trying to watch, you know, Netflix with somebody, man. And, you know, it's cuffing season, dude. And I said this to you before. If I don't find it, fuck it, I'll be the little spoon, you know? Please me, you know? I don't care what gender, they, he, she. Just make me happy one time, you know what I'm saying? I try to repent afterwards, but yeah, it's cuffing season, man.
Can we talk about this though?
What's up?
what you got going on in your girl life, man? What's going on?
You got anything going?
Not me. I'm single. I ain't got nothing going on. I mean, I don't even know if I'm looking. It's hard. It's really hard right now.
Well, you never look. You know what I'm saying? You're never looking.
But I'm not. I'm not going out like to the bar and like dating because I'm not gonna be here. And if I ain't gonna have no baggage moving to a new city and being like, oh,
I can't wait till you be here, man. I need that wingman, dude.
But
you know, I'm running out. Like I'm going to the bars by myself now and meeting people. Like imagine how tragic that is, dude.
Yeah, that sounds. It's a different. I'm in a different, I guess, setting. I can't just go out because I'm not trying to, again, like I'm not trying to have any.
I'm not, but that's the thing. I'm not going out because I'm not, you know, the bars that we go to in Nashville, everybody that we know, you know, is there. So I'm always seeing somebody or I know somebody that's there that I'm like, yeah, dude, I'll come hang out with you. I'm not just going to a bar, guys, and just being like, yo, I'm the fucking weirdo. You know what I'm saying? Even though I am, but.
You crushing on anybody over there, bro? You got a new lady friend in your life? Can we talk?
Nah, I wish, man. I'm trying to get to that direction, man. I really am. I really am trying to get to that direction, man. That New York trip, right? Just didn't work out.
You not talking to her no more? You talking to her?
Nah.
I guess the people haven't heard about that. You ain't even talking to her no more?
Nah. I mean, we kind of just... We both understood the assignment.
You know, mutually agreed upon the assignment.
Yeah, there's no need to even come out and be like, yeah, sorry. Like, I know that's the right thing to do, but nah, I'm good on that, bro. Shout out, though, I guess. You know, you got to shout out something. But no, I it's funny, man. You say that. It's funny. I was on TikTok. This week, and there was this like the first video that I saw was of this girl promoting her friend and like a collage of videos with her voiceover pretty much just saying, hey, like, here's my friend, she's super awesome, she's super cute, if you live in Nashville and are interested, like, I got a link in my bio and you can pretty much fill out this form and we'll assess you and maybe give you a direct phone call or something, you know what I'm saying?
So like a dating profile, like a boyfriend.
Yeah, just at background check everything else. I'm already down astronomically. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, fuck it, dude. I got a type. I really do have a type. And do you think I have a type? Hold up.
I wouldn't say like, you know, how there some people really have a type like I have to have like, you know, blonde hair, yeah, blue eyes or whatever. Mm. I wouldn't say that. If you didn't know you, like if you didn't, I know you pretty well. I would say for like me personally, I know your type. Like I can see a girl and like you show me a girl, I'm like, yeah, that's Annie's type. But at the same time, like generally, I wouldn't say like you have a type. Like you don't go out.
It's pretty much whatever I can get, like whoever's going to give me a chance, you know? It really is like a job application.
You also have dated or seen or been like with people that are definitely not your type, if that makes sense. But you definitely do have a certain type out there.
Yeah, yeah. So pretty much I'm in the this chick was my type, you know, brunette girl. Love brunettes. They're awesome. And I was in the middle of filling out this form and I was like, man, I can't do this, bro. I really can't. And so
I just can't do it. It ain't me.
It was against something that I had, you know, like I you talk about down bad. I know there's some people listening out there that were like, dude, you definitely would have filled out that form. But yeah. I found her name, hit her up on Instagram, and somehow, some way, I got a message back and pretty much just tried to slide my game. And not that there's that much there. I was just like, yo, would love to take you out. And so we've been talking a little bit, but here's the thing, man. I met her out on Saturday at this bar. And of course, you know, she's talking to other guys and everything else. And I'm just, that's the thing, man. I never want to butt into like a conversation with a girl that's in another conversation with a guy, but I kind of did. But I really only just said like, hey, you told me to come here. I'm here. And I'm going to be at the bar right here, right in front of you. I'm going to get us some shots. You can take it. You can take it or you can leave it, right? So that's pretty much what happened, man. So, yeah, man, this chick's awesome, man. I don't know, man. It's weird because, like, I haven't even gone out on a date with her. But you guys know me, man. Like, I like to crush. And so, I'm trying to crush. But it's hard because there's a lot of competition, you know. It's just got on TikTok. I'm sure a million people saw that. But it's not like a chick that's like an Instagram chick. You know what I'm saying? If that makes sense.
Yeah, she's not you out know, there like modeling and trying to get that. I don't know. Yeah, I'll be honest with you. I looked at her profile. She doesn't seem like she is like 100% like a me girl. Like I need all the attention type.
Right.
You know, all girls, you know, post photos of like what they're doing and out and doing this and that. Right. But she didn't seem, at least from like the first, I hate saying this, but it's like your first impression. If you look at somebody, is like you can try to like guess what type of person they are or whatnot. She didn't seem like necessarily like she needed all the attention and she's trying to seek all that. She's kind of stable in what she,
because she already got it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like that's how it really is. But yeah, we were just talking, man. Hopefully the kind young lady will allow me to take her out, but she was just talking about, I went on a date tonight and now I'm going on a date on Monday and, you know, you can take me out. I'm like, damn, like it's like that. So, yeah, I just don't know, man. It's either, you know, I just still trying to, a lot of other things going on. So I don't know. I don't know if you got any advice for me or if you guys out there listening that know me, shoot me a text. Let me know what you think. But I would like to try, you know. What's the point of life if you're not trying, you know? And there's probably, you know, you probably should not try on a lot of things when it comes to dating and things like that. But why not? You know what I'm saying? I'm young, baby.
Yeah. I would try to see, see if you're feeling her. And
so what's the date spot, though? You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm really trying to figure out. She's from Nashville, and I'm just trying to figure out, like, how I can outdo these dudes.
So do you have a certain, you know, everybody knows a certain type of date usually they go to, your go to. I don't want to say it's your go to because that sounds like you just out here just slinging it every day, but you have idea of what a good first date would be or a place that you are comfortable in and it's a good environment. Do you have that? Do you have a place like that you kind of are filling yourself with? Like, are you comfortable in already because you might have done went on another date there or something like that?
Yeah, sure. Couple spots, but it's been a minute though, you know what I'm saying? So I just don't know what the vibe is. There's that vibe of you can go to like a speakeasy. There's obviously like, well, I don't know what the other vibe. I don't really like, that's the thing about like dating someone random, like taking someone out, because you almost wish that you knew the person before and right. You guys could just go hang out, be friends for a minute. And then, you know, it all kind of comes into a full circle, like your friends are friends with their friends, vice versa, and things like that. So it's a lot harder when you try to go, you know, hang out with somebody completely new and then as the intention of like just dating. It's kind of weird, you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't really want to do that.
You know what I would say, like, there's a spot, you know, when it's just us, we just will go to, right? We have like a place that's like a regular place, like Double Dogs. That is like a casual place. We're not like, even when we're not trying to go out, you know, we're just like, hey, let's go watch a game, get some food and a beer. That's like a comfortable place. Like, you are comfortable there. I would do that for a first date. I think that's more shows A, who you are as a person, because you go there regularly without being on a date. You go there with the boys. You know the place. you're comfortable in that place, in that setting. So it's like, I think that's more
like you could either go that route or you know, kind of go like on a sushi date or something. I don't know.
Yeah. Or you do like a more like traditional date of like, here we'll go out to a nice restaurant and order food and it's just us two. That's also, you know, a style of dating, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't know.
So what's the play here? Like sooner than later for sure?
Well, if she's saying like, let's hang out next week, yeah, I'm hitting her up tonight and being like, lock me in a day, shorty. It sounds like you got your schedule filled.
Yeah. See, I don't want to be that annoying dude though, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to be that guy that's just like, and I think I've done this before, you know, you almost apologize for feeling like you're in someone else's space without them wanting you to be in that space. I don't believe that to be the case. But I've definitely apologized for that sort of thing, which almost I feel like makes it worse.
Well, I think if, especially because you've kind of already seen her out and you already know her, you're not just like, you've met her, you know, you've seen her in person before. Now I would pick a day and then, you know, if it's whatever day it is, I don't know if you've mentioned like you wanted to hang out on a certain day already or she's free already, I would shoot her a text that day before and be like, hey, just making sure, let's lock in. And then you don't text her. She says, yeah, sure, that sounds fun. You don't text her the whole day until maybe closer, like an hour or two before, and be like, hey, just making sure you know, everything's good.
I wish you could just like do this for me. You know what I'm saying? I got all the confidence in the world, but like sometimes, man, I say like really weird shit, man. Like I was bartending last night and these two girls like our age were trying to like check out. And I think they said something like, you know, oh, you know, we're not going to go too crazy tonight. You know, but we did just get paid. But it's like that feeling where you can, you know, when you get paid, everyone knows this feeling. You know, you budget your money, throw money into your savings, percentage in your savings, and, you know, spend a couple $100. But, you know, you don't murder your paycheck. You know what I'm saying? So that's kind of what I was like, yeah, a couple $100. You guys are good. They're like, yeah, that's why we're here. And I was like, and then I said some weird comment where it was like really like low too. Like I didn't say it with confidence. And I was like, unless you guys just go right down the street to Tin Roof and just get weird with yourself, you should be good. Like, I'm telling them what they shouldn't do. They're like, what? And my face just went tomato. And I was like, fuck me, dude. I am hot right now, man. So, you know, I was like, you guys want a receipt or not, dude? So, damn. They were like, and then I don't know why they kept trying to talk to me. You know, they were just like, the other chick was just asking me, like, how many beers? Wait, that's so cool. Like, how many beers do you guys? I'm like, lady, can you not see that I'm tomato right now? You know? How many beers do you guys have on tap? And I was like, I don't know, probably like 50. So you guys need that receipt? You know? Oh, man, I just say some weird shit sometimes, man. So, yeah, we'll figure it out, man. We will figure it out. It's a beautiful time right now, man.
Well, we'll see how it goes. Don't overthink it, man. Don't overthink what you do in life. That's a big thing that I found.
I put more money into crypto.
Did you?
Yeah, I got a couple different positions now, but you know what they say? Do your motherfucking research, brother. I ain't giving you my, you know, nah, I'm just kidding, dude. I'm just copying people out there, dog. You know, I'm just copying people. I'm trying to learn daddy's birthday, like, on the piano.
Yeah.
I like the piano, man. But yeah, that's that, and I guess I'll keep you tuned, but if you are able to dress up as me, let me know.
I'm good on that. I'm not dressing up as you.
Yep.
Yeah, build your confidence. But I have one topic I do want to mention to you, more kind of on a serious note, that kind of came across this weekend. Actually, I spent some time yesterday. Saturday was yesterday. Yeah, so on Saturday this weekend. Mm-hmm. But I don't want to say it's like mental health, but because it's not really mental health. But the idea of like when something tragic happens or something, you know, causes you not to have something in your life anymore. If that means you broke up with somebody, you know, in the real dark situation, somebody might have died or something, but you're no longer like close to that person anymore. Mm-hmm. What is the like, I guess I don't even know how to explain it, but what do you do in terms of trying to like, say you really did care about somebody, or you do care about somebody in the situation, maybe they died or something. How do you keep the memory going in terms of like, we just like, you know, send a picture out on Instagram or something, or the example I want to use is like Mac Miller. Cause there's some stuff rumbling around in the news now about Max Miller's death and stuff like that. But like,
what's going on with him?
Just like who was involved and how it happened, and you know.
Yeah, I think those guys, there's a big trial on that, right? Right.
But that was like, came up to the point of like, how do you, like, he was so influential, but like all some people did like was like say hello, or like say like thank you for so much you did, and post a picture, and then that's it. Like that was his memory. And just instead of like other people like that were actually friends with them were like truly like traumatized by it. Like, you know, Ariana Grande, like divorced, or not even divorced, but unengaged and stuff like that. But like that example of like, how do you almost like,
how do you just
deal with that? And then like cherish that memory or stuff like that.
Yeah, man. I think the cool thing about like these social media apps is that it gives you memories. And from just like a personal experience, I had a really cool memory of my granddad and us like going up there to Thanksgiving last year, 2 years ago, and going Black Friday shopping. So I will say that's the one thing that's cool about like memories on Snapchat and things like that. You save that forever, but I guess it depends on the kind of person that you are, man. If you're close to that person and if you want to share that, go ahead and share that. Don't feel like you're sharing it to like let people feel sorry for you. Fuck it, dude. You know what I'm saying? That's how I feel. You post something because you want to remember, and then if it's on your feed or whatever, then you got it on your feed. I don't know if like that's what you're asking, but like that's what I do if I want to remember somebody. If it's, you know, I just went to a funeral a couple of weeks ago, one of our boys who we grew up with, and it's just, you do that, you pay your respects, but I feel like it's a life where we all kind of, I choose to believe that we all will see each other again. You know what I'm saying? So you can pay your respects, send your condolences, send prayers out to people all the time, always wishing for good health for others. But I believe that's what I believe. So I just think it's a beautiful life, man. It's a good world out there, but a lot of people make it bad. But I don't know. That's what I do, man. I keep memories on my phone and post if there's a death or something like that, or I go somewhere to pay my respects. But praise God, baby, gang, gang. It's real out here, dog.
Yeah.
I don't know if that answered it, but no, that's what I'm talking about.
No, that's kind of what the conversation is about, because like, I don't know this. I feel like there should be like more, but what else can you do in that situation? You know what I mean? But
I think just
that's kind of
just talking to people and just seeing if they're okay.
Yeah.
You always can do that. When I'm texting people about this stupid ad on Thanksgiving, some people I haven't seen in years, and they're hitting me back and being like, yo, dude, thank you. I hope you're doing well. And I'm like, I genuinely hope you're doing well too. It's connections like that all the time, man. No, a lot of people in this world go through a lot of relationships and meet a lot of people, and really just kind of keep your circle small, but never, you know, never out somebody for not being in your circle. So yeah. I think you always just kind of wishing the best for everybody and hoping everybody can do a couple push-ups in the meantime.
I get that.
Kiss somebody on the cheek. You know, you're always hoping for somebody to be happy. That's what I said to a couple of my boys too, man. We just want people to be happy out there. I really am happy to see my friends happy in relationships and things like that. And that's all that matters. If they're happy, I'm happy for them. I'm genuinely happy. I might unfollow you on Instagram. You know, I'm kidding. You know, I'll do that shit if I don't know somebody. I follow a lot of people on Instagram. But I like to see people happy, man, and that's all that matters, man.
Yeah.
That's really all that matters.
I mean, it's pretty much my feeling as well. You just got to make sure you stay positive and don't ever, like, assume somebody's, like, acting a certain way because you don't know what they're thinking or what they're dealing with that right now. And that's kind of, you know, just be positive towards people. That's my biggest thing that I realized too. So
we always preach that. Yeah. We always just like stay positive, man. No matter what you're doing, everybody's going through something, man. Somebody's got a, you know, a terrible, more terrible life than I do right now. Yeah. And so I'm thankful for that, man. I really am.
That's another thing about both of us. We're pretty much, for the most part, very like upbeat and positive people. Like, in, like when you see, you know, me, I might not be the loudest or outspoken, but I'm always like a positive person. I'm never like taking a negative and looking at it. And you're always kind of, you're the same way in terms of like outspoken, kind of the opposite of me, but you're just always positive as well. So.
Yeah, you are beautiful, brother. I want you to know that I love you, man. I really do, man. I really do. Nah, I love you, man. I appreciate you bringing that up, man. I love all y'all out there, yeah, man. We appreciate the support. And, you guys keep us going, man. I think that was good, dude. That was good, man. Let's end it off in a good way.
Yeah, stay positive out there. But with that, episode 89, our lifestyle. We ain't got a title yet, but we'll, you know, you're looking at the title right now. We'll think of something good for you guys. But if you don't have anything else, I'm going to namaste these fools out of here.
We're going to namaste, and now we appreciate you guys.
Namaste to you guys.
Namaste.
Sorry,
mama, namaste.
Yeah, we had the house party, staying after hours for real. Ballin' for real. Got a baddie on my left and my ex calling for real. And I'ma roll the dice, guess I'm wildin' for real. We tryna have some fun, so is you wildin' for real? So what like is you wildin'? Baby girl, I'm ballin'. Pong ball in my left and on my right, these labels callin'. Me and all my brothers shoot confetti, here we wildin'. Get right to it, baby, no, we is not styling. White and dirty room, smell like cigarettes. Not know it's a night that I might forget. So I'ma shoot that ball with my eyes closed. Yeah, chase some money, I be singing loud. They know it and they know it now. I got all my brothers with me on stage, pulling people out the crowd. Girl, you know we wildin' out. We them boys they talk about.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Did you know that the bold, smooth taste of Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed in your Keurig coffee maker and enjoyed at home? Dunkin's cold K-Cup pods were crafted to be brewed hot and enjoyed cold. And of course, they're packed with the Dunkin' flavor you crave. Brew over ice and sip in seconds. Because the home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.